How to Sell in a World of VUCA, authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. While there still seems to be some academic debate about whether the COVID-19 pandemic is over, one thing is for certain: we are definitely living in a new normal. On a personal level, that new normal means life is a lot better than it was at the height of the pandemic, with its lockdowns, travel restrictions, and working from home. However, from a business perspective, the new normal has given rise to a new set of challenges that have been grouped under ominous-sounding acronym VUCA. Originally coined by the U.S. War Army College during the Cold War, VUCA stands for Volatility, Uncertainty, Complexity, and Ambiguity. The college created the acronym due to the changing political landscape, the potential threat of nuclear war, and the economic uncertainty the United States was facing at that time. While the situation is not exactly the same today as it was back then, there are some parallels. The COVID-19 pandemic created issues on a number of fronts, including difficulty sourcing raw materials, manufacturing delays, large-scale unemployment issues, and the changing approach to the work/life balance. In terms of war, we may not have something on the scale of the Cold War, but the conflict in Ukraine has created multiple issues, such as rising energy costs, higher food prices, and global political tensions. So, what does all this mean to sales professionals? Let's start by diving into what each component of VUCA is. Volatility. Circumstances that are liable to change rapidly and unpredictably, usually for the worse. As mentioned previously, recent events have affected the prices of goods and services throughout the world, and that seems unlikely to change anytime soon. Uncertainty. Events that can't be foreseen or measured. Times like these can make it difficult to know what to prepare for. That is why it is critical that all the fundamental aspects of your sales team are nailed down. Those aspects include training, structure, process, and communication. Complexity. Situations that involve many different and confusing aspects. To illustrate this, let's say you want to sell your bike. The least complex way is to sell your bike to a friend for $10. They trust you, and the price is good, so the deal is done quickly and easily, and everyone is happy. Now, let's say you offer the same bike at the same price to someone you don't know. This can be far more complicated, as they are unlikely to just take your word for it when you tell them how good the bike is. You'll have to go into great detail about what type of bike it is, the condition, and probably provide photos. And you'll have to do all of this just to get them to come and take a look at it. Add selling online into the mix, and there'll be a whole other layer of complexity. In sales, complexity pretty much comes with job, but with good training and solid organization, it can be minimized. Ambiguities. Instances when something is unclear. Perhaps you are unsure about what direction to take your business in, or even what role you are expected in the business. If you're in charge of a team, it's important to know that overly ambitious targets that lack structure and planning can demotivate people. Removing ambiguity by providing your team with clear goals and steps to achieve those goals will boost morale and performance. This also goes for someone interested in buying a product or service from you. If you can't simply make them sure of what you are selling and why it will benefit them, you are unlikely to make that sale. You may need to look at your sales script or whether you are targeting the right demographic. Issues to consider. VUCA can affect companies on different levels. For example, during the pandemic, many companies struggled as they were unable to remain open during lockdowns. After the lockdowns ended, strict measures to prevent the spread of COVID further affected who could return to work. This meant many businesses were forced to restrict their employees' hours, which made meeting demand extremely challenging. In the worst-case scenarios, businesses were forced to close because of this. However, for other companies, these changes opened up opportunities that they were able to take advantage of. For example, some businesses that previously would not have considered online or delivery services benefited from new revenue streams. to ensure your business is in the latter group, it is important to break down each potential issue, see where it falls in the VUCA categories, and come up with an appropriate plan to turn that challenge into an opportunity. Change happens fast. Years ago, if someone had a problem with your product or service, they would make a complaint and it would be dealt with in-house. Now, thanks to the internet and social media, that one complaint could end up being seen by everyone who ever thought of doing business with you or your company. It is something that people need to be aware of and ready to adapt to. That being said, it is also possible to use this to your advantage. Being able to quickly address issues can also show your company in a positive light, and if you are seen to deal with issues promptly and professionally, people are more likely to recommend you. Indeed, some companies have been very clever when it comes to creating social media personas that people willingly engage with. It can't be stressed enough. While there are risks involved in a changing world, there are also opportunities. Cause and effect are unknown. More than 40% of sales professionals feel they don't have enough information before making that all-important first call to a prospect. The theory of cause and effect is pretty basic. For example, if you have to work the next day, but you choose to stay up late the night before, your struggle at work is the effect of your actions. However, sometimes life is not that simple. From a sales point of view, there is a danger that people misread cause and effect. On the day you pitched a product or service to a person that they didn't buy, you may assume it was because of something you did. But this is not necessarily the case. The person you pitched may have been interested, but later that day, they were let go from their position. You just never know. This is why it is important to keep an eye on markets, the emergence of different territories, changing tastes, etc. There are any number of factors that need to be factored into how you prepare your sales scripts and who you target. Issues are multi-layered. As shown in the above graphic outlining the butterfly effect theory, a small change in one part of a system can have a significant impact on the other parts. For example, let's say you are going for a job interview. You can get an earlier bus that gets you there well before you need to be there, or you can take the bus that should get you there on time, but you'll be late if it's not on time. In the first scenario, you arrive early, feel more relaxed, and your confidence helps get you the job. By making this one choice, you could potentially be setting in motion a series of events that culminates with a fulfilling and successful career, and eventually a happy family. In the second scenario, the bus is delayed. You try to call ahead, only to discover there is no cell service anywhere near the bus stop. So, you miss the interview, don't get the job, and continue to struggle. On the surface, these two very different outcomes appear to boil down to which bus you chose to take. However, what they really highlight is the benefit of taking control. By eliminating any possibility of uncertainty, you increased your chances of success. What you must do to be successful is take control whenever possible. For example, as many as 50% of all sales go to the salespeople that respond first. You might be the smoothest talking, best-dressed salesperson on earth, but if someone beats you to punch, they will make the sale that could or should have been yours. Clarity is not assumed. In today's world of ever-changing circumstances, adapting to challenges you never saw coming can be difficult. However, by working on your flexibility and agility, it is possible to turn those volatile situations to your advantage. Today, people often refer to the rising cost of living, something that has occurred as a result of unpredictable prices for everyday goods, as well as big-ticket items. In this environment, people are naturally more cautious about spending, because money doesn't go as far as it once did. This is where, as a sales professional, you need to look at what you are selling and how it can be something that makes things easier for your prospects or customers. Think of the classic sales exercise. Sell me this pen. The point of the pen exercise is to encourage sales professionals to consider how different people might have wildly different ideas about the same item. While some will simply try to sell something to write with, others will pitch the infinite number of creative possibilities that using such a tool could open up. While neither of these approaches to the exercise is necessarily wrong, much depends on the execution of the pitch. Additionally, you need to be ready to explain how the pen works, so product knowledge is vital. Research shows more than 50% of prospects want to know how your product functions on the first call. Exercises like this one are designed to get sales professionals thinking more about what the customer needs and wants. For example, when people are struggling with heating bills, a good sales rep will focus on the money they can save by investing in energy-efficient devices. Become more resilient. Other research shows that sales reps can boost their conversion rates by as much as 70% just by making a few additional calls a day. Of course, this means you'll face more rejection, but rejection is part of the job. Frame your rejections as learning opportunities and use them as a way to develop further. Let's say you work in a store that sells foot massagers. A woman comes in and you talk to her about the long-term benefits. The woman listens to your pitch but politely declines, citing how when she was younger, she used to walk barefoot and that seemed to do the trick. She says that rather than spend all that money, her plan is to go back to walking barefoot. While this one sale may not have worked out, what this woman has given you is an anecdotal metaphor that you can work into your sales script to add an air of authenticity that wasn't previously present. Increasing confidence. Let's say you are at a trade fair. You see two stalls. At one are two clearly bored people who don't make eye contact or engage with you. At the other are two people who smile and warmly greet you without immediately jump into a sales pitch. Pretty straightforward to see who you would rather deal with. Effective training, strong scripts, and a clear process can give sales professionals the tools they need to master their craft. Equally, as a manager, it is about strategizing who from your team is best suited to the target audience. Confront issues. When discussing issues with your sales team, it is important to be honest. In today's world, circumstances change quickly. It is difficult, but you need to be able to find ways to deliver timely instructions to your team to give them the best chance of success. Maintain a relationship. It is also important to remember that you are developing a relationship with buyers, whether they are regular customers, occasional customers, or potential customers. Your company's responsibility is to deliver on its promises to them. Never forget the old adage, under-promise, over-deliver. For example, if your company has a policy that management will respond to complaints within 48 hours, try to get back to them within 24 hours so your customers feel that you are making them a priority. On the other hand, if you delay or fail to get back to them at all, they will feel you don't value them and take their business elsewhere. Provide guidance. What is the solution that your product or service provides? For example, clothes are designed to shelter our bodies from the elements. But on a wider level, they can also be a way to indicate what pop culture you like, your color preference, or even your political viewpoint. As new information emerges and trends change, you must make decisions based on the circumstances your sales team finds itself in, rather than continuing with what has always worked in the past. Be ready to experiment. Often, when people talk of VUCA, we talk about regaining control under difficult circumstances. Sometimes, that will require taking a good hard look at the opposition to see if they've come up with ideas that you haven't. For example, if you're thinking about developing a new product, ask your sales team for feedback at the outset. They may know of a potential market that you didn't consider. Nintendo has made billions off its video games, but when it was started, the company made playing cards. This is where VUCA can be a blessing and a curse. You have to decipher good information from bad information and good advice from bad advice. Adapt to survive. In some cases, your approach to VUCA and addressing the issues that arise from these situations can seem contradictory. You need to be flexible, but also willing to stay the course. You must be able to adapt, but equally have an idea of what your core values are. This is why sales teams need both qualitative and quantitative information that allows them to adapt to ever-changing circumstances while still having an idea of the values that define their company. In short, the world is likely to continue to be volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. Situations may change, but fundamentally, keeping your team updated and giving them the tools they need will always give them the best chance of succeeding.